This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While noting for the record that this is 2016, not 2008, we lead today with a story that is not all that comforting financial crisis-wise. As I mentioned yesterday, Deutsche Bank, the biggest bank in the biggest economy in Europe, is in some trouble. There are questions about how real that trouble is, but if we learned anything in 2008, it's that perceptions of trouble matter. We're going to talk about it all in a minute with John Carney and Lee Gallagher. But first, from the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is going to give us the Deutsche Bank background.
Some analysts blame the US for Deutsche Bank's current distress. Chris Ralph is with the St. James Place investment firm. He says it was the $14 billion settlement demanded by the Department of Justice for the mis-selling of mortgage-backed securities that shattered investor confidence in the bank.
This is a problem that's been created by regulators rather than by poor trading on the bank's behalf.
And he says that $14 billion figure sounds suspiciously like retaliation.
Somebody suggested to me that the size of the Deutsche Bank fine related to the size of the EU tax fine on Apple, and it was sort of tit for tat.
But Deutsche Bank has been struggling ever since the 2008 financial crisis. Its biggest competitor, Commerzbank, is also in trouble. Many European banks still suffer from insufficient capital, bad debts, overstaffing, and too much involvement in risky investment banking. They haven't cleaned house, says Professor John Kay of the London School of Economics.
In continental Europe, there was an unwillingness to face up to the very fundamental problems which Europe had in its banking system after the global financial crisis.
So what's to be done about Deutsche Bank? German Chancellor Angela Merkel can hardly bail it out. She spent the last few years telling the Greeks and the Italians that bank bailouts are verboten. Independent banking analyst Francis Coppola says Deutsche Bank's best hope, oddly enough, is the DOJ.
Department of Justice is not going to want to impose a fine on this bank that's going to break it, because that ripples back to the United States.
Ripples? More like a tidal wave if Deutsche Bank collapses. The bank is believed to hold about 10% of the world's derivatives, $50 trillion worth. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.